The web's number one fantasy podcast hits the road and joins you live from Vegas for FanDuel's inaugural Daily Fantasy Basketball Championship. 15 of the country's top daily fantasy hoops players square off to compete for a $50,000 first place prize and title of DFBBC champion. As always, RotoGrinders is here with all the coverage from the industry's only live event this basketball season. Bringing you all the interviews and stories from Sin City is your host for the weekend, Cameron McMillan.
What's up, Grinders? We are here finally on the day of the DFBBC at the Palazzo in Las Vegas, Emeril Lagasse Stadium. Amazing venue. Got a good interview coming up. We had a lot of people clamoring for Small Dog in the forums, and you know, he's a hard man to track down, but I finally found him. Steve Ulrich at Small Dog, how's it going?
Pretty good. Cameron, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Thanks for being here. So last night was, you know, a stressful night, a lot of lineup setting, a lot of decision making. What a hell of a game time decision it came down to with Millsap and Favors and all the options coming up last minute. Now it's underway. How's it feel? And how was that game time decision watch for you?
You know, it feels good for the lineups to finally be locked. I actually had Kenneth Faried and John Wall in before I heard the Millsap news, and once I heard Millsap was out, I thought I had to get Favors in. Too much potential. So I upgraded to Favors and Goran Dragic, and you know, I'm feeling good.
I like it. I like the moves, and you know, it looks like I'm not the only one that liked the moves. Your lineup's scarily similar to DB730's. You guys have 7 of the 9 same players. I mean, was he giving away picks on the podcast?
You know what? I listen to podcasts basically every day I'm away home. So, yeah, I pick up a lot of good tips from Dan. And I just got to say, great minds think alike.
Well, I think he'll take that as a compliment. So I'm sitting here right now. You guys are both tied for 7th. You know, you had some sneaky picks in here. I think one of the most intriguing ones to me is Ben Gordon. And you both had him. He hasn't had a great year, but, you know, what was the thought process behind that?
You know, it's all about playing time. He was near minimum salary, and since Ramon Sessions went out the other day, he's been getting 30 minutes. So I figure with that sort of playing time, he's got to be good for 20, 25 fantasy points tonight. That's what I'm hoping for.
Ben Gordon could be making you or breaking you tens of thousands of dollars.
I sure hope so, Cameron. I sure hope so.
Not many people have ever said that before. So you went for the reach on James Harden. What was your thought process on that? Were you worried about everyone having him?
You know what? James Harden, he's max salary, but he's so consistent. You know, it's scary. He's going to get you 40 fantasy points, and if he gets 40, 45 fantasy points, I'm happy. Anything below that, I'm a little disappointed, but he's real consistent, and that's what, you know, you need guys like that in your lineup today.
And I have it for those of you at home. Ethan got a cool little lineup analysis comparison up there. Check on the cover at Live Console. I haven't had a chance to dissect it fully, but I'm curious about Larry Sanders and how many are out there. He's Captain Upside with the blocks. Sorry, we just had a drink waitress coming up to us, giving us drinks. Had to take those. But back to
Larry
Sanders.
Yeah, we're being taken care of here.
So back to the Larry Sanders. What was the thought process on him? Was there like a block upside strategy there?
You know what? He's got so much potential that he can get you 15 points, 10 rebounds, and those 5-6 blocks with a couple steals. I'm hoping for 5 or 6 blocks tonight. Golden State, not particularly well, you know, against centers. So it's all upside here tonight, you know, with Larry Sanders.
And you know, what are you going to do if Larry Sanders does have 10 blocks and you wind up taking this down? What are you going to do with the money?
You know, we'll probably go spend a little bit of it. We're not going to go too crazy, but, you know, we're definitely going to celebrate, you know, if I finish anywhere near the top.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Small Dog. I hope everyone at home was satisfied with this interview. If not, let us know. We'll get him back on. Hey, the guy's a busy man.
Cameron, thanks for having me on, buddy. I appreciate
it. Best of luck today, dude.
Thanks a lot.